Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says Donald Trump wants to find out whether the Russia investigation was an attempt to prevent him from being elected president. Mulvaney appeared on ABC's This Week.
If that happened, that is a challenge to our republic, the likes of which we've not seen for a long time. And we don't think it's that outrageous to suggest that it could have. The president would only be doing his job if he tries to make sure whether or not that happened, and if it did, to make sure that people who committed those particular acts are brought to justice.
Analysts are calling it a referendum on President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Today's crucial municipal elections in Turkey, which will determine who holds power in the country's major cities. Erdogan and his Justice and Development Party have seen their popularity drop amid a litany of economic problems, chief among them a deep recession and inflation. Erdogan led his party's campaign effort focusing on Istanbul, Turkey's largest city and financial capital, and early exit polls show Erdogan's party in the lead there. Zuzana Kaputova will be Slovakia's first female president after winning the second round of the country's presidential election. Kaputova is a liberal environmental activist. Her overwhelming victory runs counter to a European trend of electing populist anti-European Union politicians. With almost all the votes counted, the 45-year-old Kaputova had 58% to 42% for her opponent, European Commission Vice President Maros Sefcovic. An Arab summit is underway in Tunisia, a major issue under discussion, the situation in war-torn Syria with a focus on the Golan Heights, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
To forge a political path to a sustainable peace in which all Syrians are heard, grievances are addressed, and needs are met. And any resolution of the Syrian conflict must guarantee the unity, the territorial integrity of Syria, including the occupied Golan.
President Trump last week signed a proclamation extending formal American recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. This is VOA News.